KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have cloudy skies. It's 48 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy here today, a high of 68. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. News is brought to you this hour by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Topping local news, the Atlantic Police Department reports one person is dead following a single vehicle accident that took place Thursday night. Officials say 66-year-old Lawrence Groof of Atlantic was pronounced dead at the Cass County Memorial Hospital by the medical examiner. Authorities say Groof was traveling west on 7th Street at around 9 p.m. when his vehicle crossed both lanes of traffic near Cedar Street, struck a curb, and hit a tree before coming to rest on the southwest side of 7th Street. Atlantic police were assisted at the scene by Atlantic Fire and Rescue, Medevac, the Cass County Sheriff's Office, and Iowa State Patrol. The Nishna Valley Family YMCA in Atlantic and the city of Avoca are just two of 21 nonprofit organizations and government entities in southwest Iowa and eastern Nebraska, which have received a portion of nearly $5 million in grant and initiative funding from the Iowa West Foundation. The Iowa West Board of Directors recently approved the funds from the private foundation. The Nishna Valley Family YMCA received $32,500 from the IWF for wellness equipment. The City of Avoca's Police Department received $2,500 for communications equipment, and the Avoca Public Library received $4,950 to make the main entrance to the library ADA compliant. Education was a major theme for the final grant cycle of 2016, with $1.5 million awarded to the Council Bluffs Community School District for two major initiatives, summer school and middle school international baccalaureate education. The Iowa Western Community College Foundation received $30,000 for 2016-17 season programming. Another major recipient of initiative funding was the newly formed arts organization, Potawatomi Arts, Culture, and Entertainment, or PACE, received $2.3 million. The nonprofit's mission is to strengthen, develop, and promote art, cultural, and historical institutions, organizations, and activities in Council Bluffs and Pottawatomie County. Fundraising is currently underway to renovate the Harvester 2 building on South Main Street in Council Bluffs into a permanent home for the organization and its partners. The Iowa West Foundation has distributed more than $400 million to nonprofits and governmental agencies throughout southwest Iowa and eastern Nebraska since the inception of its grant program. Funding for the grants comes from investment earnings and Iowa West Racing Association, which receives contractual fees from casino operators Ameristar and Harrah's. The IWRA is the licensed sponsor for Ameristar and Harrah's and the license holder for the Horseshoe Bluffs Run facility. Now, the letter of an inquiry period for Cycle 1 of 2017 grant period is currently open and will close on October 17th. Applications are due by November 15th. New and effective this year, grant application and initiative decisions will now be made in the February Cycle 1, June Cycle 2, and October Cycle 3, and that's a change from the previous January, May, September decision-making schedule for the Iowa West Foundation. For more information, you can go to www.iowawestfoundation.org. Officials of the Southwest Iowa Planning Council, or SWPCO, will be holding a town hall informational meeting on Wednesday, November 9th, beginning at 6:30 p.m., and that's at the Anita Community Building, with regard to the Community Development Block Grant for Housing Rehabilitation in a targeted area of the city. That same evening, SWPCO will discuss the application process with city officials and residents of the targeted area, a map of which is on this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. And staffers will help any residents who would like to apply for a grant in filling out the application and giving them examples of supporting documentation needed. Community Development Director Amber Carsell says, "We really wanted to have a face-to-face with as many of the potential applicants as possible, walk them through the application and explain the process of the program once their income qualified. So many homeowners struggled to understand what we needed, etc. There's a lot of back and forth via the mail, telephone calls and fax, and they hope to eliminate that and expedite the entire process by helping them to begin with at the onset." Anita received a Housing Community Development Block Grant, or CDBG, to assist low to moderate income homeowners within a target set area in 2016. The grant is for $230,900 to repair six homes within the set target area. Each approved home is eligible for up to $24,999 in repairs. Carsell says this amount of money allowed per home through this program allows us to do much more than with our other forgivable loan programs. She said they may do a roof, siding, windows, and so on. Community development block grants are awarded annually by the Iowa Economic Development Authority with funding from the Department of Housing and Urban Development. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning, Robin Hoy, age 53 of Griswold, died Sunday. Celebration of life service for Robin Hoy will be today at 10:30 at the Griswold United Methodist Church. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Mary Anna Chapman, age 75 of Red Oak, died Monday. Funeral services for Mary Chapman will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Red Oak. Selegren Lindell DeMar's Funeral Home of Red Oak has arrangements. Charlie Smith, age 72 of Atlantic, died Tuesday in Omaha. Memorial services for Charlie Smith will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Sally Jo Coulthard, age 73, formerly of Audubon, died September 3rd in Arizona. A celebration of life memorial service for Sally Jo Coulthard will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Ray Dreher, age 75 of Hamlin, died September 29th in Carroll. Cremation has taken place and memorial services for Ray Dreher will be tomorrow at 5 o'clock at the Exira Lutheran Church. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Donald Earl Gray Jr., age 62 of Norman, Oklahoma, died September 21st. Memorial services for Donald Gray Jr. will be on Monday at 10:30 at the Peace United Church of Christ in Walnut. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Thomas Young, age 86 of Adair, died Wednesday at his home. Funeral services for Thomas Young will be Monday at 3 o'clock at the First Presbyterian Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home has the arrangements. Shirley Jackson, age 76 of Messina, died Tuesday. Private family graveside services for Shirley Jackson will be held at the Iowa Veterans Cemetery in Van Meter. And Marjorie Grayson, age 91 of Atlantic, died Tuesday. Celebration of life memorial services for Marjorie Grayson are pending for November at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic, with Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic in charge of arrangements. The news was brought to you by Jeff Behrens of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.